Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with your Doug Gottlieb Show? I'm at Fox Sports Radio. I'm broadcasting live at the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, over 10,000 recommended installers, TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Hope you're doing great. And maybe you're doing great in the bracket challenge. I think I'm in second place. And just like in basketball, a successful team starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what sets them apart. You can lace up your sneakers and make the winning plays by heading on over to local Tractor Supply store today. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Dan Byers here. Jason Stewart's here. Iowa Sam is here. And look, today is a day in which I, honest to goodness, went outside. I only got to go outside three times. I almost felt like I was like a prison sentence. So, guys, over the weekend, so Thursday through Sunday. And we did the pre-post halftime for the first four Tuesday and Wednesday. But Thursday through Sunday, we're in there before 8, like 7:30 in the morning. And we're out of there at 10:30, 11 at night. And there's just, and I don't work as much as Jason Horowitz works. Like, he's constantly on. But we kind of have to always be at the ready. And I took one walk to get a cup of coffee twice. And then one time I just looked for an excuse to go out to my car and look for something just because I wanted to get some fresh air, and it was raining. Outside of that, like, I literally hadn't been out. So this morning I went outside. I was like, what's the character from Shawshank Redemption?
Andy Dufresne,
right? Andy Dufresne. I was walking. I was looking at the sun outside like I was walking on that beach in Mexico. But let's recap the weekend, as we only do right here on the Doug Gottlieb Show, with a little love and hate.
What did you love?
God, I love you.
And what did you hate?
Meet these player haters.
All right, I'm going to start. I love this time of year. I do. And I love, you know, what you hate about pessimistic people, and some of it, look, I'm a Charger fan. I'm an Angel fan. So when I say pessimist people, sometimes it's me too. But what you hate is you hate the idea that, I don't want to watch because nothing good's going to happen. The NCAA tournament is the opposite. We always think there's going to be something crazy, so we never want to turn it off. And like, even if you're watching that Utah State Purdue game yesterday, you're like, ah, they're going to make a run. I'm sitting there going, no, they're not. Like, they got no shot. None. So I love the, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the fact that we all become optimists because we all think there's going to be some sort of crazy result and crazy outcome. And sometimes it's proven true, like with Oakland taking out Kentucky. For the most part, we were wrong this weekend. Things went according to plan, chalk, as they like to say. But I do love the hopeless optimism, the romanticism we have with this tournament. Dan Beyer.
This goes along with the tournament, and I agree a lot with what you said. But I loved how Jim Nance was able to cheer for his Houston Cougars.
So cool.
Like, I even wondered that, like, in hearing Ian Eagle doing, you know, the games with Bill Raftery and Grant Hill. And I was like, I wonder what Jim Nance is doing. I thought this on Friday. And then yesterday, and I don't even, he may have been at the game Friday and I just completely missed it. But then to see him yesterday wearing the Houston Cougars sweatshirt, cheering, like, it has got to be such a weird feel for him. But to be able to do that, I think he had, you know, family there with him celebrating. So that was really cool to see Jim Nance taking in the NCAA tournament as a fan.
Do you think when he walked down the aisle and he ran into people, he said, hello, friends?
I guarantee he did. Guaranteed.
It's hello, very friends. Relatable, too, right? Because once in my 26-year career here, once I was forced out. I was let go. And for the first time in my life, I was able to sit down and just enjoy sports without having to work. Because one thing about being in this industry, and I know no one's going to feel sorry for me, is that we watch sports thinking, what's our take on this? What could our take be? What guest could we book from this? And it becomes a job to watch sports.
Sure.
And during that time, I was just able to watch whatever I wanted. You know, tune into the things that maybe aren't things I need to watch per se. It's a very relatable thing, what Jim Nance is going through here.
All right, Iowa Sam, what do you got?
Well, I'm trying to pull up the results that are currently in progress. But
oh,
I
good
love
luck on that, by the way.
my bracket here, but I'm loving that my bracket is mostly intact. I'm trying to see where I am in the FSR.
I also have another love.
Interpool.
Can
go
I,
ahead.
Can
there,
I throw
Dan.
It
yeah,
in?
Go ahead.
Of course. Because it does tie in with Iowa Sam. And actually, Aaron Torres and I hosted yesterday at noon Eastern time, a little switch up because of the tournament time of year. So Aaron and I were in for a couple of hours. And I got to speak on Iowa and how they commemorated Caitlin Clark's record-breaking shot, because we got to see the court for the first time since the end of the regular season, and I may have missed it, but they have a little 22, and I believe it says Clark, on the spot where she broke the record. And Doug, it was obviously such a conversation. There was no mark at the free throw line where she broke Pete Maravich's record. But when you see that little spot on the court, it reminds you of history. And it also reminds you of how ridiculously great she is from where that shot took place. And I wish, like, there were other spots in places and arenas where, like, we could find out where history was. I mentioned golf courses do this a lot where,
sure,
you know, Ben Hogan's one iron at Marion on the 18th. There's a plaque in the fairway. TPC Sawgrass has them at different spots for the great shots that have been hit at the Players' Championship. I think it's great how Iowa commemorates it. Watch tonight when they play. You'll see the little 22. It's you can see it, but it's not like ridiculous by any means. And I just think that was really, really awesome.
They had to redo it, actually. I think they put the original paint job down, and then people were playing on it, and it got like scuffed and kind of torn away a little bit. So I think they had to redo it. But I do love that.
Yeah, I think that was cool. That's, I noticed it for the first time this weekend.
I want to say that the seat in left field that McGuire broke Maris, I want to say that was commemorated, right? But then through the steroids, they probably just painted it red.
I think a Ted Williams seat at Fenway. The famous one is the Harmon Killebrew one that's hanging on the wall at the Mall of America, because that's where Old Metropolitan Stadium was. But if you go to the Mall of America and you look at the, you know, the amusement park they have a chair hanging on the wall, and they also have home plate in the amusement park that you have to find. But yeah, I love that sort of stuff in sports when you commemorate history with that.
I love that as well. I really do. That's a good one. I'll give you something else I love from this time of year. I love that you, all these schools, you truly, you kind of get to know in a short, it's like a little speed dating for schools. I love that. I even like the mascot game they played on CBS where they're holding up the mascot and they're trying to guess who it is. And then the random schools that some people know, like all those guys knew where Stetson was, but they had no idea where Longwood was, or they had no idea like all these different. It just I find that part to be really fun because there's so many different schools doing kind of the same thing in a different way, not just in basketball styles, but just the school itself. I think it's really cool. I love learning about these new schools. Jay Stewart, it strikes me we haven't gone to you with something you love.
No, I definitely noticed that, and I was sitting here just steaming the entire time. But I'm excited to tell the listeners about my bracket because nothing gets
geez.
The attention of listeners like my bracket.
I didn't really have anything I love, so I just threw that out there because that's all I had at the moment. So
I showed Dan my bracket last night. If you just take the bottom of my bracket, which is the West and the Midwest, okay, that's the Purdue bracket and the UNC bracket. I have missed exactly four games total. Everyone is intact, including UNC beating Purdue in the championship game.
Wow.
It's completely intact, the bottom of my bracket. And I will say all of this by saying I don't know if I watched a minute of college hoops all year. And I love the fact that I was able to do that. And I had a ton of interest in the bracket this weekend. And because Beyer got me into a survivor pool. Man, these survivor pools are kick-ass. Have you ever done one of these, Doug, in college hoops?
No, I have not.
You pick one winner per day. And this, you know, it's one of those like you buy in for 50 and you get like a ton of money and it's just great. And that's rejuvenated my interest in the tournament as well. So I loved all that.
And it sounds easy, but as it's not because there's upsets and you talk yourself out of it. But you also have to plan because you could run out of teams. If you've already picked that
Correct.
Team, you can't pick them again. So now it takes some strategy and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
If you think it's easy, 2/3 of the pool are gone by after the first weekend. Dan and I are a part of a third left remaining.
Okay, let's get to something you hated from the weekend.
Yes.
All right there. Oh, Iowa Sam, you sound like you got something you want to get to. Go.
Also, this music just gets me fired up. Yeah, you know what? I'm going off a little bit of empirical evidence here, and I know that my alma mater, the University of Iowa, is not in the tournament this year, but it seems like every time both Iowa State and Iowa are in the NCAA men's tournament, they put Iowa State in the first, they put them in like a city very near Ames, Iowa, Omaha, St. Louis, you know, Kansas City, whatever it might be, Chicago. And then Iowa gets sent off to Serbia. They get sent off to Seattle or New York, whatever it might be. And the Iowa State fans get a nice fan push behind them for their first two games. Hey, I'm going to say that Fran McCaffrey can't get to the Sweet 16 because there's like five Iowa fans there. But Iowa State can because, A, they play very good defense. And they got a lot of fans there to support them. So you know what? I hate the fact that the committee is always out to get Iowa. And they put Iowa State in Omaha or Kansas City or Minneapolis. Somewhere you can drive. Not Serbia and Seattle. That's what I hate.
They also put Drake in Omaha.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Come on now.
What's the deal with Drake in Omaha?
Is it Fran McCaffrey's fiery demeanor that the committee looks at and they're like, you know what? This guy's kind of a blowhard. Let's put him in Portland. Let's put him in Rochester, New York. I don't like it. I hate it.
These are Thursday, Saturday games in Fiji. Yeah. Iowa taking on.
You'll have to wake up at 2 in the morning to watch.
They're played in a gulag in Russia.
See, that's the thing. That's what I wanted to point that out, by the way, that in his rant, and I don't want to take away from the passion, but he did have a malaprop. Like he said it twice. He said they shipped them off to Serbia. It's actually Siberia. Serbia
well,
is not the...
Yeah, Serbia would actually be kind of nice.
Serbia...
I've heard Croatia's amazing. Serbia's right next to it. Why wouldn't it be amazing as well?
Okay, here's the thing. Siberia and Serbia are both within the former confines of the USSR. So I can say Siberia or Serbia. They're both cold as hell in the winter. Yes, Siberia is a better one.
Slightly different.
Siberia is like
No one says they're going to be shipped to Serbia.
Yeah,
I should have said
fine.
Siberia,
it's
Serbia
okay.
is
it's
also
okay.
very
Listen,
cold.
Sam, it's okay. Just go.
No one
you
wants
know
to live
meant.
In Serbia either.
You know what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. Good basketball there.
Just learn from it. Learn from it. That's
I know what Siberia is. I just read about it.
Dan Byer, what do you got?
Doug, the phrase, what do they say? Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened.
Yes.
No, I'm mad that the first two rounds are over and we have to wait for another year. Yeah. Like, it is truly just a magical 4 days. I held on. San Diego State was killing Yale, and I just still continued to watch because
never know.
I knew it was over. Like, we'd have to wait another year to have these past 4 days, and they're just for as great of the games that we could be getting this weekend. There's nothing like what we just experienced, and I hate that it's over.
I mean the perfect example of that one was the Houston A&M game. You know, where
that's
like
my hate, by the way, that's my hate.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So as part of the bracket that the listeners are real excited about, my bracket, I had Texas A&M upsetting Houston, and I watched the entire game. And with about a minute 30 left and Houston up like, I don't know, is it 10 points or 9 points? I turned off the game and we started binging the show that we've been binging. Christina,
what show, by the way?
It's called One Day. It's on Netflix. It's like a romantic drama thing. It's fine. But I missed the ending.
Sounds like you're super into it, by the way.
It's pretty good. Okay. I missed the entire thing. The best moment of the tournament, and I missed because I gave up on it.
Okay, so I got to tell you that this is about – did you – how about the kid named Elvin? This really happened in a real basketball game, Jason. This is what you missed. Hey, Houston ran out of players. They had so many guys foul out that they basically ran out of players. They couldn't make a free throw. So what did Kelvin Sampson do? He went to his bench and he put in a walk-on, okay, who had taken 4 free throws all year. All year. And he gets up to the line, and I'm telling you, it was like the kid Ollie from Hoosiers. Now, he didn't airball the first one. He didn't shoot it underhand. But he missed the first one, made the second. It was among the most amazing things I've ever seen in my entire life. Ryan Elvin is his name. And he's in his, I think, third year of being a walk-on at Houston. And, I mean, dude, like, can you imagine sitting over there for 2.5 hours watching a game? And honestly, like, walk-ons sometimes, like, they'll warm up with you, but it's not like they're getting shots up. Walk-ons don't get shots up. You get the rebound and feed me. I'm actually a player. I get shots up. So hadn't touched the ball in at least an hour because the second half, and had probably barely taken any shots at all. And he gets up to the free throw line, and he's got to make 2 free throws to make it 5. He made 1 out of 2. That's what you missed.
Unbelievable. How did they lose that many points in that less of time? And I saw the 3-pointer, but it just seemed completely out of hand. And by the way, A&M plays out of control. I don't know if it was just last night or whatever, but they didn't seem like they had much
neither
good
team
coaching
did.
There.
No, they just, I mean, they missed a ton of free throws, too. It was a poorly played, incredibly exciting game. Yes, go ahead.
I see your Texas A&M, and I raise you a Grand Canyon. Because, my goodness, they were everywhere. And I had no idea what they were doing. And all of a sudden, they're in this game with Alabama. I mean, it was nonstop chaos. It was this guitar solo I felt watching Grand Canyon play.
Yes, that's about right. This guitar solo is a lot like A&M Houston, though, too.
True, yeah, fair enough.
It's just... I got to give you something I hate, right? God, I hate lots of stuff. I hate the complaining. Like, bracket set, stop complaining. I hate that all the courts look the same. Don't like that. I want the court to look distinct and unique and different so that I know that I'm where I'm watching the game. I don't want to have to look for that little logo that says the courts, what city it appeals to. And what else do I hate? God. Oh, there's a lot of stuff I hate over the weekend. I mean, I'm not trying to get in anybody's pocket, but like, can Barkley and those guys spread some of those commercials around? They're on like every ad. Holy cow. Now, there's some good ones too. Like, did you guys see TJ Ford pop up in an ad?
Yeah, that Carmelo
amazing.
One?
Yes. Yep. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome that those guys got in one. But I'm good with the same people being in the same ads over and over again. All right, that's the weekend, the love and the hate from the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. He's an Indiana Basketball Hall of Famer, former head coach in Indiana, and Bowling Green as well. Longtime college basketball analyst, coach. And he's got his own show on Outkick. It's called Don't At Me. Dan Dockett will join us in 1 second. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Got a lot still upcoming this hour. Matter of fact, let me play for you. This is Caitlin Clark, superstar for the Iowa women's team, talking about the women's game versus the men's game. Take a listen.
I think also just in general, like the excitement around this tournament, like it's super cool. Like people are more excited about the women's side than the men's side. And I think that's obviously something that's really never been the case before. And it's cool to see how it's evolved. Like when I first started this, when I was a freshman, like we couldn't even use the March Madness branding. And now to see this.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm excited about Caitlin Clark eventually taking on, hopefully on LSU, but we just got to catch our breath on the people are more excited about the women's tournament than the men's tournament. The women's tournament was on all weekend or Saturday and Sunday. I don't know anybody who was truly paying attention to it above the men. And as we point out, some of the men's game really lacked any sort of pizzazz, whether it's the bracket or history or tradition. And then I also thought, like, if you do the quad box on YouTube and you had the women's game up, I think that does it a disservice. I think when you look at them, pair them side by side, It does it a disservice. Let me ask Dan Dockett. He joins us. Of course, check out his show, Don't At Me, on Outkick Daily. Of course, he has his local indie show as well. Dan, I think the women's game has gotten more attention, but we've started this false narrative that people are more excited. The tournament's going on right now, and there's no actual data that supports that. Is there?
Well, the men's has been the most watched in a long time. Now, that's something I get a kick. Women's basketball, you have to be so over the top. You know, like here in Indiana, first time in a million years they're any good. But you got to be over the top. Oh, the women are so much fundamentally better. Oh, my God, they shoot so much better. Oh, my God. Stop. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie, and this is me. I follow it, and I'm going to watch Indiana play later, but I didn't even know the women's tournament was going. And I don't know anybody that did. I honestly don't. Now, I get it, Caitlin Clark, and to what you said, I'm with. I'll watch her tonight, and then I'll kind of probably be like her dad and be tired of her complaining. Now, if she bangs in 5 straight deep threes, I'll be all in. But if she's missing and complaining and doing all the crap. And you know what? I'll go to something else. I'll watch 2.5 Men reruns.
Dan Dockus joins us here. Thing you like most from this weekend?
I like Purdue and UConn. I like when good teams are dominant. I always liked UCLA back when I was a kid, and then Indiana when they just dominated. I think they've been the best too. And I'm jonesing for a UConn Purdue final. And I'll tell you something else. And this is what I like. You know, I played in an era at Indiana when Ewing and Olajuwon and all these guys were there, right? And they were great. I mean, obviously, but in my world, I think that Zach Edey's most dominant big guy I've seen. I mean, I guess Shaq would be at that level. I looked at their numbers, they're pretty similar, but I'm watching this and I'm thinking it hit me. Like, wait a second. I know it was against Grambling, but it's still the NCAA tournament. Dude throws up 31 and 21. And then the next time out, you know what? He goes for 21 in the first half with 11. And I think Barkley said it. You know, this is a guy that has put them in the first seed. I'm not so sure, Doug. I'm telling you, I think he's the most dominant big guy I've seen in college basketball. I was too young. I saw Walton's 21 of 22, and that's the best performance. I was too young to see Abdul-Jabbar or Lou Alcindor, that kind of thing. But I've seen a lot of really good ones, and in college, only in college, I'm saying, I think he's the most dominant low-post big guy I've seen.
He's amazing. He really is amazing, and it's interesting. You know, Matt Painter had that great response over the weekend when some guy said, well, what do you say to people who say he's just tall? And he's like, you need to have a general basketball test to even be able to tweet these things about the sport. But it is always interesting on how we walk into a tournament and, well, Purdue, they always lose early. Like, no, not always. And if you give me a program, I can show you any one of them that's had a run that where they've lost early. You know, Virginia loses as a one seed, and then they win it the next year. Let me ask you about Kentucky. They owe Coach Cal $33 million. The staff, they probably owe, what, another 4 or 5? Okay? So you're talking like close to $40 million just to get rid of the staff. Forget about a new staff. What do you think they do there?
I think they let it go a year. I think that I think they a couple years ago made them change some of the staff members, which was interesting to me. I didn't realize they did that. I knew they changed guys, brought in Bruiser Flint, a couple others. But it feels like to me that they're going to go another year with it. But the truth of the matter is I look at it from both sides. If I'm Cal, I'm saying, hey, man, give me my $33 million, and then I go right down the street to Louisville and go Rick Pitino on them after, you know, Pitino made a few stops, obviously. But that's what I'm doing if I'm Cal. Give me the $33 million. Adios. If I'm Kentucky, I got to have a guy in pocket, meaning if I'm going to get rid of Cal and I got the guys, the horse money that can pay this, fine. But I got to have a guy right now lined up. There is not going to be a search. Whoever that guy is, you know, anyone from Steve Kerr, whoever you want to say, I don't care. But you got to have that done. There is no paying $40 million to get rid of a coach or whatever. You know, you just mentioned the numbers. And then we don't know who the coach is and we're going through a search. No. If Mitch Barnhart has an absolute guy that he knows, it could be Calvin Sampson, whatever. That's the only way I would do that. Because I'm not paying $40 million on a maybe. I'm not on a promise and end up with Billy Gillespie. I'm not doing that. So that's why I don't think they have that kind of deal done. I don't think that's – and so I think Cal will be the coach there when they start it up next year.
What – Is there somebody who can do well at that job? Like, who, if you're hiring at Kentucky, who do you hire?
That's a really good question. I think I just said who it would be. I think I'd hire Calvin Sampson, even though he's a little older. I think I would. He's going to win. I think at Kentucky, you got to have a guy that Kentucky feels like, and this is where Cal was, is kind of doing them a favor coaching. It can't be a guy that they feel like the fan base feels, we're doing you a favor. Billy Gillespie, we're doing you a favor. Tubby Smith, we're doing you a favor. Pitino was doing them a favor, and I thought about that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, Steve Kerr's won a couple championships. Maybe he wants to coach college basketball. Calvin Sampson, you know, whatever I may think of him or whatever, doesn't matter. He would go in there and he would win. And those are the kind of guys, like, you know, somebody tell me Chris Beard. I love Chris, but I don't know that Kentucky fans would be like, wow, this is, you know, this is great. Danny Hurley, I'd back up the Brinks truck, see if Danny Hurley, Jay Wright, someone like that. But it's, I'm telling you, Doug, it's got to be somebody that, I'm not going to say it's bigger than the fan base, but it, the fan base feels indebted to them for coming to Kentucky. And there aren't many of those guys. I remember saying that when Cal got the job, Doug. It was like, look at these people. They're so happy. They're bending the knee to John Calipari. Good for Cal, man. But now they're not. And you got to find the next guy that they do that to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is really, really fascinating. How has UConn gone from, you know, a program that was such a mess to now being the favorite to winning two in a row?
You know, I think there's still room for a guy to coach his tail off, be demanding, be tough, swear, do all that stuff, and do it in a way that kids don't leave. And that's what Danny heard. I mean, they don't leave. Like, those guys, he's tough on them and all that, but he has kind of a player mentality, and they just don't leave. Like, you know, he doesn't lose his best player in the portal, or he doesn't have to reload, or at least he hasn't. And then you add a guy like that, Cam Spencer, you know, so not only are guys not leaving, but you're adding the best player from a Big Ten school who fits in perfectly, and he's still coaching his, you know, his brains out. He's still, you know, I call it crushing souls and breaking guys down and making them better, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's the perfect combination. I do.
So I have a friend. I'll leave his name out of it, but he's a very well-regarded assistant coach in college football. And he said, like, look, there's only about 5 to 7 college football programs that you can consistently compete and win the whole thing at. And he's like, of the things that you need all the resources. You need players close, but you also, in his mind, you need to be out of a city, right? And you need to be an area where you can still kind of coach. Mm-hmm. And I think that in basketball, it's the same. Maybe not. Maybe there's a bigger number, but it's like you point out. Why can he get away with some of the theatrics? Well, because Calhoun had those theatrics, and he was great there, right? You're on the East Coast, and so it's a little bit different attitude sort of there. But you're also sort of off the beaten path, so you can get away with some stuff that people don't always see, right? It helps that his family name, it helps that he's won some, but I think all of this stuff kind of comes together and it's the perfect place. And now, by the way, I don't think any of it happens if they're not in the Big East. You can't do that in the American. You got to have like a legit conference that people want to go and see some of these games and being played. Like all of that kind of comes together. And I think that's sort of the magic to it. And I think there's some jobs. Illinois is a job like that, where I think you're close enough, but far enough. You're in a league, but you can be different than the rest of the league. Brad can get away with stuff. Like, again, I think UConn is in this very specific, unique place. It's also a state school, and you're in a league with a bunch of Jesuit schools. So you have different resources, some better, some worse. You have football, they don't, but you have been making money at your football. So I think all that stuff makes you unique, and Danny is the perfect guy for it.
I'm going to go to your recruiting part. I happened when Penn State first came into Big Ten, I happened to be at dinner with Coach Knight and Joe Paterno. And Joe Paterno did not want to come into the Big Ten, not at all. And it wasn't a football thing. It was a recruiting thing because he felt like, well, how am I going to convince East Coast kids that they want to go see a team, you know, their kid go to Illinois and play Iowa and play Wisconsin, Minnesota. They don't care about that. They don't want that. And to your point about the American, you're absolutely right. Now, all of a sudden, UConn, man, they're playing in the Garden. Wait a second. They're playing St. John's. Hold it. You know, they're playing at Seton Hall, which is a big deal. I think that's absolutely right. And I also agree with you're allowed to coach. You know, so many times you're in a bigger city, and next thing you know, you got, you know, 3 or 4 guys that got nothing to do, so they're going to rip you for how you talk to a kid, or some parent is going to come out and get a hold of one of the 2 guys, you know, in the city. In Indianapolis, in Bloomington, there's nobody like that. In Stores, there's nobody like that. In Champaign, there's nobody. You know, the guys that are covering, you know, they want to have access, so they don't rip anybody. Michigan State, so you can coach at those places, to your point. But I will say this. Danny's personality must be absolute, or he must, his staff must have figured out how to fit the recruit, the player personality with Danny. Because I don't care who you are. If in the world we live in today, kids are leaving, and he just doesn't have belief. And you know what? When you're getting older with your own players, think about that. And then you're adding one or two older players. You're not relying on freshmen, or you're not relying on a guy just coming in as a sophomore who had a good year at Southern Illinois. Shoot. And then he coaches his brains out and demands that they play hard, and they do. It's a perfect storm. And I think they're the best team in the country. I think them and Purdue separated themselves and Houston all year, but I think that those two schools separated, and I'm dying for a Purdue-UConn game. I think it'd be a hell of a game late.
You're in a tough spot sometimes. You know, you covered – when you were at ESPN, you covered the Big Ten. Now, obviously, with your radio show, you've covered Indiana basketball a ton. So there are times in which your job calls for you to be critical of your alma mater. Your alma mater honored you this past weekend by putting you into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame.
No. They didn't. They didn't care. They're mad at me. My alma mater, it's the Indiana. It's a complete state of Indiana. It's not Indiana University. So my alma mater, the people at my alma mater know that they're probably mad that I got in the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame, tell you the truth.
What was that like?
Huh?
What was it like to get in?
I got to tell you, it was awesome. I grew up in a part of the state that they don't consider part of Indiana, which is up by Chicago. And when I got the call, I was like, wow. And then I started really investing. I'm like, whoa, 1,000 people at a banquet. I mean, it was freaking great. Like, I had my kids there. First call I made was my wife and my mom. But after I called my family, I called two kids. Not kids. They were seniors when I was a junior, and they were and are the two best teammates I ever had. And they didn't have ego. They passed me the ball. Me and Jimmy Bullock, who ended up playing at Purdue, passed us the ball, just wanted to win games. And I called them and I invited them. I said, you got to come, because when I go in, we all get in. And it was just my kid, my daughter, my son and my daughter, like, Dad, I didn't know this about you. I go, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a stud, so treat me with a little more respect, will you people, please? And that hasn't happened. But, no, man, it was great, because Indiana, as you know, basketball state, and to be honored like that, I was shocked and humbled and had a great time.
Awesome. Great honor, man.
Thanks.
Great honor.
Thanks.
Danny, you're the best, man. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. See you, buddy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. We're live at the TireRack.com studios. Let's get to the press.
The press.
All right, Dan Byer, hit me with the press, buddy.
Doug, NFL owners meetings going on in Florida. Head coaches are there as well, and that includes Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, who talked about the quarterbacking situation today in the Steel City with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Russell has those resources, man, that structure, and so that's why I say he has pole position, man. It just creates a synergy that I think is good for this time of year. When it's time to compete, we get in training camp-like settings, and obviously Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities.
It's Russ's job, but Fields could steal it away in training camp.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance that Justin Fields gets a shot. Didn't they just sign somebody else too? Didn't they sign another quarterback? I thought they just signed somebody as well. Again, more training camp fodder, but
I know Will Greer, I think, signed with the Eagles to make it Hurts, Pickett, and Greer. But I can't remember if the Steelers did. So, again, my mind was, you know, like yours on college hoops all weekend.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm with you. What do you think of the hip drop tackle being eliminated? That just, I don't know. I get it. Dudes have been hurt, but like, how are we going to tackle people now?
I have no problem with it. I actually do think that it is a dangerous play that we see more and more. And I get defenders, but guys, you know, the type of injuries that occur from it are usually pretty substantial.
Yes, yes.
So I actually don't have a problem with it. The NFL Network did say that expect more fines than actual flags because of all the things you have to decipher. What will likely happen is the NFL reviews those plays then to see if they meet the entire criteria that they laid out, and then players will be docked for it. But I still think you'll see flags, but it's just more difficult for an official to call that in seeing all aspects that need to take place for it to be called.
Kyle Allen just signed with the Steelers.
Okay. There it is.
So I'm guessing he probably knows the offense, and that's, you know, it's like he's almost going to go in as another coach. Would be my guess that he knows Arthur Smith's offense in some form or fashion.
The other changes, replay assistant will be allowed to make corrections on incorrect calls for roughing the passer and intentional grounding. I find this one interesting.
Yeah, me too.
The intentional grounding one, I think, is more tackle box related. I hope it's not eligible receiver in the area, because I think officials on the field should know that. The incorrect calls for roughing the passer, though, that'll be something, because quarterbacks ask for that all the time. And for the ref to come down and say, he didn't hit you, or it wasn't as bad, that's going to take some guts for the replay system.
It really will. It's a great point. That's exactly what I thought. But you're gonna overturn a call from a fellow official? That sounds really hard. Even though obviously some of these calls are awful when you see them replay.
Sure, and it's going to be two against one, because it's going to be the referee or official and the quarterback who probably agrees for the call. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it from the one-sided view of taking it away, but I don't know how many times we've missed roughing the passer calls where, like, there should have been 15 yards. It seems more of the latter of where it shouldn't be 15 yards, but they ended up penalizing the player. Two other NFL notes to pass along. Niners GM John Lynch says that they continue to speak with Brandon Ayuk on a new deal. They're willing to let him play out the final year. No trade talks, but Ayuk did take to social media to use emojis. I think you'll like this.
Yes.
Money walks, bleep, bleep, talk.
Talks, yes.
Yes. Is it money talks, bleep, bleep, walks? Yeah. That's from Brandon Ayuk. Hmm. And the Packers and Jordan Love talking about a contract extension, according to GM Brian Gutekunst, which we've expected this offseason for him to get a new deal.
We expected, but he has one more year at like $8 million, I think, this year. Was just fascinating. So the Packers can load up this year knowing that the big money is going to come down next year.
And that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
All right, check out the podcast. We'll deal with some of the complaining, a little bit more of the Shohei controversy. Plus, Shohei's going to speak here in about an hour, and we'll break that down for you tomorrow. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Man, I hope you had a great weekend. Your bracket's as good as, well, Jason's are. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.